Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
On today's Mini Apes, we discover Estella Warren has 7-foot arms. Hello and welcome to Men of the Apes, the daily podcast where we break down every minute of the Planet of the Apes movies 1 minute at a time. I'm Todd, and I'm currently riding Richard's mic down.
This poor sweet man is just giggling
his ass off over...
He has cracked himself up.
There, let me bring your mic back up.
You have to watch this minute again. This is the most weird Frankenstein hand I've ever seen in my life.
It's funny because I've not noticed that about this, and now I can't wait to actually play this minute back.
But here's the thing. If you, I like to sometimes think of sentences in different phrases. So he said 7-foot arm. So he meant an arm that's 7 foot. But I also like to think of 7 arms made out of feet. Now, 7-foot arms all of a sudden showing up.
Okay, you guys remember, I'll name this one called 7-foot arms. Okay, all that aside, should we just jump to the minute right now?
Okay.
Minute 80, Sean, tell us what's happening.
All right, we start minute 80 with Davidson trying to rally the humans and ends with some glamping.
All right, here comes minute 80, 7-foot arms in the Planet of the Apes.
All right, come on, let's go. Let's go. Come on. Oh. Yeah.
You gotta make your people understand. It's over. There's no help coming.
You came.
As of minute 80, we have an Oberon's worth of apes and humans, 2 displaced pods worth of humans and apes, so many wild humans in Ape City minus those 2 gorillas, and humans on the loose and monkeys on the march.
Visually, Leo on his horse, looking about as he tries to make everyone leave. They are suddenly not moving at all as they look at him very stoically. He rides off, telling them to come on. He rides back, looking down upon Estella. What's her name? Dana?
Dana.
Seriously, the names just haven't been given a name yet. They don't mean anything to me.
The thing is, I make a note when they actually either in subtitles or physically say it. Most of these people don't get names.
Okay. Yeah. So we look about, Leo's trying, and here comes her weird arm reaching in to touch his face so easily.
He's on top of a fucking horse.
So
that's what she...
Marky Mark, as we said, he's about 5'10".
Hang on.
He's not a very, very tall man.
It's 5'8".
So 5'8", half of that, you know, he's at least sitting 3.5 feet atop of a horse, which a horse
he's riding a Sheltie
5.5, 6
he's
feet.
He's riding a Sheltie pony. He's like a little tiny Milo pony.
What would have been funny is if this was Marky Mark's face and you just saw this. Like you said, because she's trying to hop up and trying to touch his face.
But her hand gets full on up over his temple and his ear. Like she's got some huge hands.
Yeah, wingspan.
So she is literally her her forefinger reaches the immediate middle of his temple. It is, and then it strokes down his cheek.
In her defense, she's 5'8" too.
Okay,
but how tall is that fucking horse?
I don't have the...
Could measure it, Sean. You know all these damn facts.
Minute of Planet of the Apes reboot horse height equals...
So he was supposed to gallop back to Dana and dismount, where she then touches her hand to face leans in to kiss him.
I know. We really quick, we got into having fun with this. You didn't finish your recap of the...
Sorry.
Okay, so...
We got the hand reaching up. Sorry.
We got the hand reaching up. We cross-cut to a lot of the faces in the crowd as well. I don't want to. And there's a little girl, by the way, that, man,
the dirty girl.
She is really dirty. Anyways. It's like Christ Almighty. Anyway, so it's looking. Now we get Ari looking sadly as Dana touches him. The weird love triangle that's not a triangle is perpetuated yet again. She looks down and away, stepping out. And we get the final big question for me, which is, when did they build the fucking camp for the monkeys? Because we see this large camp here. There are these red tents again. And they are now at a camp. They're waiting. They're by the humans, and they stop to build a camp. That's where we are visually.
Yeah. Okay, so let's begin at the beginning. Right. I love the fact that Marky Mark gives the most inspirational speech of everything. Of everybody run away. Right. You ready? Let's run away. And he goes, yeah! And nobody does jack shit. And he goes, really? Let's do it. And nobody does jack shit. Yep.
There's nothing motivating but the line, let's go. All right, here we go. Everybody get on. But he's the one on a fucking horse.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What does he expect them to do? They walked there.
They left their houses.
They got to go back to their camp. They got to gather their stick. And their other sticks.
Go to the mountains. Yeehaw.
And their random empty baskets.
And their crates. And their dirty children.
Yeah.
They're very dirty children. That's what they're in march on, is they need water. Just to bathe their ugly ass kids.
I mean,
we don't even know. That's just it. We don't even know how desperate these people are. Like, yeah. Other than they look like they're desperate.
Other than the fact that we know that they've been hunted at one scene. The fact that they're intelligent is the hard. I mean, that's the hard part.
Yeah.
They're smart. They know how to make their clothes. And of course, we knew that they made their clothes in the previous movies, but like these were like wearing full out outfits, not the little bikini shit. And
the baskets alone tell you there's a level of intelligence because they're woven with twine.
They've come from their homes and all this kind of shit. Yeah, I mean, it just, the stakes are not there.
Well, and I don't understand what it is. Again, why are they running? They didn't have it so bad back there, but they're putting a cage every once in a while, but there's nothing that they need to run
from. We don't see them being beaten. We don't see them being the hunting. Again, we go back to the first movie. They're not being hunted, not being strung up as, you know, pets or meat. Which one are they? Well, some are meat, some are pets. We don't have that kind of thing here.
The one little girl's put in the cage for the ape girl. That's about the worst thing that we see.
So Marky Mark has to ride back over to Dana to say, look, you got to make them listen to me. Listen to you.
She already
gotta
told them.
They got to do something. I know. She said, they don't listen to me. They're not listening to him either.
Yeah.
If he's staying true to character, at that point, he'd be like, all right, fuck all y'all. I'm just leaving.
Yeah, Marky Mark, where's he going to go, though? The only thing I could think was
I got a horse.
I go back to his pod to see if there's anything else down in there. I don't know. I know. It's just.
I would have. You know, honestly, this is what I would have been doing. Honestly, when I discovered that the Oberon had a nuclear power thing that was still working, and I got this message, I'd be looking for the things that I could salvage out of the Oberon, or somehow use the Oberon in such a way to help these people. Now, maybe that's going to happen in future minutes, but my mind would have already been there. And I'm surprised Leo is that dumb that he has to go sit on a ridge knowing they're about to get attacked, then go back inside and take a nap in the Oberon until the kid comes up and he tells everybody, hey, here's my big plan.
Piss off.
You got to leave. Yeah, fuck off. I'm not your hero. This movie should be called Planet of the Apes, I'm Not Your Hero.
So
I'm not your hero.
Exactly.
At this minute, with your 7-foot Estella Warren.
Jesus. She didn't like gracefully touch him with his fingertips. She gets that hand full on that fucking face, and he's on a horse. And you see it. They cut back over where
she's on the ground, and you see over his shoulder.
Now he is leaning down.
He is leaning down, but the head is just so awkward because it's just coming out of frame out of nowhere.
I remember taking Abby to horse riding lessons, and even that one she rode was a smaller one.
Well,
I still had to reach up to put her up there.
I'm about to say, if you were to pet a horse, you reach up to pet their back.
Yeah.
And that's just like, even if you were like halfway reaching up.
They put an apple. We didn't see the person put an apple crate and she steps up on it.
And that's what makes the hand even more unnatural. Look at that, my hand to my head. Look at how I've got to have my hand here to move it into frame order to reach up to get to this dude's face up here. Like it is just an unnatural.
Well, it's also the ease of which she puts that hand.
It's a Frankenstein hand coming out of nowhere because her head and her hair is not in the shot anywhere. It's just like, well, here's this hand, and it is stretching up into the scene.
And why do we need to see it on his face? Why couldn't she put it on his leg? Why couldn't she just said, done that? And that would have been very natural. Well, worked better.
Actually, and then when they come back and say she came, I don't think that's her hand.
Oh, she came.
Yeah, she said you came.
They cut
down to her, and she's pulling her hand off his face. I bet that's not even her hand.
Oh, of course.
I bet that's somebody else's hand.
So, well, yeah, it's an insert. But,
Because her shoulder's not even moving. Okay, yeah.
So,
that's not even her hand.
It was this minute that I actually made a note. Now that we are in the age, especially in movies where we have intimacy coordinators and everything, and in the age of being 20 years, 23 years from this, where we know to ask for more consent when you do stuff. There are a lot of people touching other people without consent in this movie. She's reaching up and touching him. Ari's massaging him. She comes over when he's feeling bad off the horse. Everybody's touching people without their express saying, I'm fine with you touching me.
And then we get the shot of Ari realizing that, you know, Estella and Mark are now having a moment. And she's probably cut out of this moment. So she's going to kind of pull herself back into the Oberon, wherever she was sleeping or staying. Nobody's fucking panicking about this.
The huge army on the other side. The kid had just told us about. Yeah.
I was like, nah, I'm going to go back inside. And
then to what you were talking about, hey, the army's going to pull up. We're almost there and let's just stop.
And if Krall used to be a general, Krall should be
attack at night or something.
He should be thinking, "Oh my God, we need
maybe
to come
we
up
do
with
a
plan.
Night attack." Let's the humans are weakest.
They had those little
highlight sticks that they were throwing.
That would you want to light up the night sky, throw those things, attack them, scatter them, round them up. You've got the numbers, you've got the force because you're probably all. By and large, you got a lot of horses or things you could be doing that they apparently don't have because they have sticks and baskets.
Yeah, but you park and set up camp for the night.
Yeah. So we stop. By the way, let's have a barbecue. Who brought the barbecue?
Mm-hmm.
So we jump. Ari recedes. Then we jump to a camp that's already been made.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the same one we saw before on the river. They probably didn't do anything. They probably just reset some stuff.
Maybe
dusted up the sand a little bit. The mountain range could be the exact same mountain range.
They may have shot it from a different angle. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, there's nothing really unique about that. And then we just see them kind of saunter over in front of a guard's tent. I mean, it's kind of an anticlimactic moment.
I have to go to a Star Wars correlation. This would literally be like, let's attack the Death Star and let's stop.
That would be...
let's all stop off for a second. Built it.
No, what it would be is the Death Star showed up at Yavin. We will attack tomorrow morning.
True.
Tomorrow morning.
Same way.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah. It's just... There's no tension building to the army coming to begin with, and now you've completely evaporated every level of anything that could have been there.
When they're having their conversation about what to do, you could have just had a simple cut of a scout of an ape. Mm-hmm. Watching something from the distance and then riding back to say, you know, they're unarmed, then we'll attack in the morning to establish the camp, right?
Or they
have their own scout.
What you do, the scout comes back and you say, the humans have all finally gathered together.
And then he goes, finally,
we will wait to make sure any stragglers show up, and then we attack in the morning.
Not just a kind of cut to a camp. The cut to the camp is just weird, particularly after watching them
in your scenario, shouldn't the apes at that point say, sir, aren't you worried about them? Did they see us? There's no way they saw us. Yeah. Because my first inclination is if an army is coming after me and I have a large group myself that I must protect, by the way, they've stopped, then let's fucking go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get away from them. Let's get some ground between. But everybody's going to stop. And everybody's going to wait until they come together.
I mean, Krull...
Where's the logic in that shit?
And Krull is the guy that was like, we got to split because they're going to come over the river soon, so let's not hang out here. And now he's fine with this, just hang out at Kalima.
Yeah, there's no impact in Kalima at this particular point, is there? There's nothing the humans are telling us why it's an amazing place to be or why the apes are willing to tread into their holy land.
So precious to them because it doesn't, you know, give the no human could have found the video signal in there and found out that the apes actually came from there. No ape really gives a shit that the humans came from there. It's not anything important.
No.
There's no, besides the technology, besides that video screen and the one thing that was covered that they undusted that said the animals and stuff, there's nothing that gives any reverence to anybody.
No.
Okay.
I've hit the end of this minute. Okay. I can do that.
Richard calls this one. That is it. We will put this week to bed. We'll be back tomorrow with an in-between, which Sean has a funny story he wants to tell, and we'll have a few things. I know we teased talking about one of the best picture nominees and reactions to it. So there'll be things that we talk about tomorrow. But until then, everyone, please do me the favor, as I always ask, let your friends know about us. Tell them to come listen if they are an Apes fan, as we all are. Yes, we do beat the minutes to a pulp sometimes, as this is the case, but we do love these films, and we love having you guys on board listening with us. So we'll speak to you tomorrow. Everyone, have a great day.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.